bells jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow
Doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Today.
O'er the fields we go
Doodle.
Laughing all the way.
Today, bells on bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Those happy J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-L-L-S. I love those jingle bells all the way.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Congress in session this week for the last time in 2024, and it's a busy week for some of President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the choice for health secretary, due to meet with more than two dozen senators this week. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio has more.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s personal attorney once lobbied the FDA to revoke the polio vaccine. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, a survivor of polio, saying efforts to undermine public confidence in proven cures are not just uninformed, they're dangerous. In response, Kennedy says he believes the polio vaccine should be available to the public and properly studied.
A new AP poll found just 3 in 10 people say they are extremely or very confident in Trump's cabinet picks. In New Jersey, more calls for more federal support to figure out what is behind the drone sightings in the skies. Federal officials say many are standard airplanes. And the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry now says 45,000 people have died in the war. This is a two Russian tankers making a mess in the Black Sea, where they ran aground in a storm, each carrying tons of oil, one of them split in half. In New York City, the city's mayor is responding to another blow.
The latest high-profile departure from the Adams administration is Ingrid Lewis-Martin. She's been a top advisor to the mayor since 2022, and in September, she had her phone seized in connection with an investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney into the city's commercial property leases. In a statement, Mayor Adams says he and every New Yorker owes Lewis-Martin a debt of gratitude for her decades of service. Earlier this year, Adams was indicted in his own federal corruption case. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
For one night only, a dream fulfilled on Broadway.
Show me the meaning.
That is Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson on stage at the show End Juliet. In her memoir, she said her essay to Harvard included the fantasy of appearing on Broadway. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them. The right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin.
A legislative study committee on Sand Hill Cranes has made its recommendation. Following a fifth and final meeting last week, the panel of lawmakers, ag and conservation groups last week advanced a draft bill that would authorize the Sand Hill Crane hunt and fund compensation for farmers for crop losses. Enbridge Energy is cleaning up after an extended oil leak in Jefferson County. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports 70,000 gallons of oil leaked from a pipeline connection between Superior, Wisconsin, and a refinery in Indiana. A federal report states the leak was likely happening for an extended period. And record holiday travel numbers are projected for Wisconsin. According to AAA, nearly 2.4 million Wisconsinites will travel 50 miles or more from home between this coming Sunday and New Year's Day. That'll break the previous all-time high set last year by over 76,000. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy. With the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 31st and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE, 877-26-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little fog and drizzle this morning, mostly cloudy all day and becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high today, 37. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, cloudy, 29 with some light snow late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. Man, I called my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we went from something's missing to family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me, hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. I met the girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. Now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me, I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Because he didn't have to be. No, he didn't have to be.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone. Now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sorted. Never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is, you're wrong, girl. That can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens. Yeah.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas, there is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lady A, all I want for Christmas is you, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures low to mid-30s across the region, and it looks like it's going to cool down for the rest of the week. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, I'll be chatting with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. I had a chance to talk with Darren on Saturday at the Wisconsin Farmers Union's annual convention. And for the next few weeks, all of the different meetings we've been at, we're going to be having interviews from the Milk Business Conference, Global Dairy Conference, Wisconsin Farm Bureau, Wisconsin Farmers Union conventions as well. So, we'll have a lot of interviews that we'll be going through during our newsmaker segment during the Morning Farm Report. As the first wave of farm meetings wrapped up, and of course now we have the holiday coming up, but we'll kick back off as well with all of our high school sports coverage too. And we'll be having a boys basketball tomorrow night. It's joined Arkansas and Elmwood Plum City, and we'll have that game for you tomorrow night starting at 7. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit OsseoPlastics.com for more information.
hunters in the world than coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Dave Kurzowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago. Dave, in last week's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report, USDA raised its milk production estimate and lowered milk prices. It also updated its outlook on feed crops. Any surprises there?
Not really. You know, we don't tend to get a big shift or big moves on that report in December, and I think that's especially true this year, given that we're going to have President-elect Trump taking oath of office in a month now. I mean, there were some changes, but nothing material for your listeners. I don't think a big deal on that report this time around. I do think trying to forecast what milk production will look like next year, it might be even a fool's errand at this point. I think it's very difficult to know, as we still have bird flu kind of popping out in various states. Certainly it's still widespread in California today.
Well, speaking of that bird flu, USDA also announced a new directive to test raw milk at the farm level for avian influenza. What is that saying to you?
I think the USDA and the government and really anyone involved in this wants more transparency, wants better information and better outcomes around bird flu. So I think the step up in this national testing is a step in the right direction. You know, do I think it's going to make a difference? I'm not real sure. It probably gets us a little closer to solving this problem, or at least identifying it earlier, and maybe we can, you know, have less impactful outcomes to the milk supply, but it remains to be seen. So I think it's a step in the right direction. It doesn't solve the problem.
Well, and the bottom line, of course, is pasteurization protects the American milk supply, does it not?
Absolutely, without a question.
Dave Kurzowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Our society today does not do a very good job at nurturing family ties or believing in our children.
Many children today are being raised in broken homes or are being neglected because their parents are too busy to give their children the attention they hunger for and need. Sadly, that forces our children to find other ways to get attention.
They may have the opportunity to find it in a coach or teacher, but many times they find themselves in dangerous or abusive relationships. They can also resort to other unfortunate activities that will get them some of the attention that they need.
We can set ourselves up for regular miracles by daily exercising a belief in people. Develop habits that regularly send I believe in you messages. There are people around you who desperately need someone to believe in them. You can be that person.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
What recommendations are provided by a Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee report regarding new federal dietary guidelines covering the period of 2025 to 2030? Janet DeJesus of the Department of Health and Human Services notes among those recommendations for HHS and USDA
have one flexible dietary pattern
consisting of core elements but flexible dietary choices, a model called Eat Healthy Your Way.
So really to show people that there's many ways that you can eat. For example, your protein foods can be solely vegetable, or you can move across the continuum and include seafood and animal-based proteins.
The website, dietaryguidelines, all one word, .gov, contains details on a 60-day public comment period on the report now underway and an oral comment public hearing scheduled for the middle of next month. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Steps and actions are in place for a national milk testing strategy as part of USDA's effort to monitor and prevent the spread of the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle. Julie Gauthier of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says,
not only is the state conducting surveillance to identify other infections, but they're also putting in measures to respond quickly and prevent movement of that virus to other herds while that dairy is recovering from the infection. Once a state has conducted enough significant testing to demonstrate that there is no virus present, then they can be moved to an unaffected status. Once we get all the states in the country at stage four, we can conduct at least 90 days of surveillance in order to demonstrate to the world that the U.S. is free of this virus in dairy herds.
Again, that's Julie Gauthier of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Without a warning, you're out of control. The ground shakes and the oceans roll. This is the big one. There's nowhere to run. On the Richter scale of a romance, you hit 12 and you don't stand a chance. This is the big one. I'm falling in love. Now it's beep, beep, beep. My heart's sending out a message. Please, please, please don't save me tonight. Means she's out of sight. No need to panic, I tell myself, but I never felt this feeling with anybody else. So this is the big one. I'm falling in love. Situation means she's out of sight. No need to panic, I tell myself, but I never felt this feeling with anybody else. So this is the big one. I'm falling in love. Oh, yeah, this is a big one. I'm falling in love. Everything looks cold and white. Hanging round the mistletoe. Hanging round the mistletoe. Christmas Day will soon be here, and everybody's full of cheer. Hanging round the mistletoe, waiting for you, dear. Well, I've waited all year long. Now the year is almost gone. Hanging round the mistletoe. But if that's what I've got to do, just to get that kiss from you, I'm hanging round the mistletoe, waiting for you, dear. Christmas is a special time to give and receive. For every little kiss you give me, you three. You ain't gonna miss one kiss. That's one thing you'll never miss. I'm hanging round the mistletoe, waiting for you, dear.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brooks and Dunn hanging around the mistletoe here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, 34 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, January milk down 6 to 1993, February steady at 1992, March and April also steady, March at 1983, April 1958. Cheese markets Friday, barrels up or down a quarter rather to 172 and three quarters, 40 pound blocks up one and a quarter to 180, one trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 6 to 246 and a half, eight trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 137 and three quarters, nine trades on the day. While dry whey up 2.5 to 79 and a quarter and five trades on the day. Now, live cattle futures are on fire last week as the December contract moved to levels last seen in October of 2023. Traders, though, were a bit shy about being aggressive in the later contracts. Hog futures also found strong buying interest last week as traders stepped back in to support the market for the long haul. Now, today, cattle futures are called mixed and hogs are called higher. December live cattle opens the day at 193.65, February 192.02, April at 193. January feeder cattle open at 257.65, March 257.67, April 258.52. February hogs open at 85.60, April at 89.75, and May at 93.12. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Grain markets are mostly higher across the board this morning. Now, there is some production concerns for Russian wheat and also Black Sea region wheat, and that is helping to really drive all of the grain markets higher, with U.S. wheat prices leading the grain complex this morning. March and May corn both up 1.5. March at 443.5. May at 450 3/4. July up 1.25 to 454 1/4. New crop up 1 3/4 to 440 3/4. January beans up 3.25 to 991.5. March up 2.25 to 997.25. May up 2 to 1007.5. New crop up 0.5 to 1006. January soybean meal up 460 to 290.80. January soybean oil, though, down 93 cents to 41.68. Chicago wheat, March and May, both up 3.25. March at 555.5. May at 565.5. Minneapolis wheat, March and May, both up 4.25. March at 602 3/4. May at 609 3/4. Energy markets this morning are lower. January crude oil down 81 cents to 70.48. February down 71 cents to 70.11. January and February gas both down 2 cents. January at 198, February at 199. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.85, January $3.88, new crop $3.79, cash beans $9.08, January $9.13, February $9.10, new crop $9.16. Big River Resources Boyceville cash January and February corn at $4.02 and March at $4.04, cash beans at $4.02, January also at $4.02. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn $3.87, new crop at $3.89, cash beans $9.08, new crop $9.31. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn $3.90, new crop at $3.89, cash beans $9.03, new crop at $9.16. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 415, April 430, May 432, new crop 4 even. Cash beans 965, April 969, May 972, new crop 948. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn at 389, new crop 381, cash beans 917, new crop at 933. And at cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 176, market cows 96 to 120, bulls 120 to 152, calves at 250 to 980, beef steers 236 to 425, Holstein steers at 211 to 317. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 175 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, does and bucks 200 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The spirit of the cowboy special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the cowboy is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn, share the West.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right, now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts, only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A story about me and you. They'll be stringing up bright lights in the backyard. There'll be cameras on the shoulders. We'll be reading cue cards. Leave them long johns on the line. If the kids look dirty, that'll be just fine. They're gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They wanna see us go hog wild. They wanna see my fair lane up on blocks, the holes in all our socks. Talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Tell them about your mama and the bowling league. Tell them about Junior and his baseball team. I'll show them my 9-point buck on the wall. I'll blow a few times on my new duck call. Let them see old Blue, how he sleeps all day. We'll bring out the Elvis TV trays. They're gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They wanna see us go hog wild over beans and barbecue. They wanna see my fair lane up on blocks, the holes in all our socks. Talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Yeah, our idea of a high class living is sitting on the porch on a cool night. Our champagne and caviar is an RC Cola and a moon pie. I'm talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Lifestyles of the not so rich and famous.
Neon light. gave all to flame. Mama raised me right, that just leaves me to blame. But when I get a little sideways on a honky tonk tear, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Cowgirls with an attitude, boots and tight blue jeans, take my mind off doing right and doing other things. When the weekend's gone, I won't have a dime to spare. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Monday morning I wake up with a hammer in my hand, the boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. I don't know how I got to work, but I sure know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care.
So good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got, it must be love. There's nothing I can do, all that I want is you. Look what I'm going through, it must be love.
It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love.
Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love.
It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling it must be.
like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, and it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Wisconsin Farmers Union's annual convention. Thank you to Alcivia Co-op, Annabis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, and Osteoplastics. Darren Von Ruden joins us, president of Wisconsin Farmers Union. Now, we talked with Darren on Saturday of the convention, and they'll still have a lot of work on Sunday to do with some of the delegate resolutions and that sort of thing, but thought we'd at least talk a little bit about things going on from 2024 and as we get ready for 2025. And Darren, I know one of the things you talked about, and it's been a big topic here at the convention, Market on River. You had your grand opening here. I was at the Milk Business Conference when that happened, but some great turnout and pretty nice place that you've developed.
Yeah, it's a building that used to be a shoe factory. Originally, it was a mercantile exchange, so food products and groceries, about anything you wanted to back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, went through that building. But we've reconstructed it now, so it's a three-level building. First level, we have a couple of different restaurants. One's a burger joint, and another one's Temptations. It's got some Asian flair there with that. Really good food. If you want good food, come and go to those places. I've had a little bit of that. We also have a cafeteria area off to the side where you can choose from different menus there. The pizza place there has awesome pizza. If you want to buy the slice, come before too, but after that you can get a full piece or full pie and take it home and enjoy pizza for a couple days maybe. Second level we have is where our new state office building is at, and then we've got some meeting room spaces in there, along with a beautician has a little shop in part of that second floor. And we're still looking at trying to get more organizations. Got some space that we're contemplating right now. Do we want to build it out for office or just keep it open for weddings? The one wedding we have, they actually use that space for their ceremony area so that they could set up the tables for dinner and stuff earlier and not have to worry about trying to do a bunch of stuff all at once. And then third level is we have 9 apartments up there, 1 2 bedrooms. We have one. We're still thinking about maybe another one turning into an Airbnb, so that way folks that want to come and enjoy the first level can go upstairs and relax and have a good evening and then enjoy the first level again the next day.
Talking with Darren Von Ruden, president of Wisconsin Farmers Union. Was this also a partnership with the city of Chippewa Falls? Because that building hadn't really been used for quite a while.
Yeah, you know, it was occupied by a business before we moved in that was building lathes and other mechanical machines for different industries. They all grew the business. They needed more footage to do it. Certainly the footage was there, but they didn't have an elevator capacity to move the bigger equipment they needed down for distribution throughout the country and the world. So that was going on. But, yeah, we do have that partnership with the city. They gave us a zero-interest loan for part of that reconstruction process and then also with a couple of the other entities within the Chippewa Falls area. Got some grants to put the facades on the side of the building, and then some of that outside signage was paid through grants and other business opportunities there.
Talking with Darren Von Ruden with Wisconsin Farmers Union. As we get ready for 2025, obviously we'll have a new administration coming in. So obviously again, we did this on Saturday before the delegation would pass all of their resolutions. But it's going to be and we have a new Congress, so there's going to be a lot of work here for Farmers Union here coming up next year.
Yeah, certainly, you know, Farm Bill is still a high priority of, for us. We need to get something in place so that farmers have some more certainty. You know, that's going to be definitely be a 2025 thing. A little scary because it's possibly, well, next year's going to be a year that you're going to probably see more budget cuts and you're going to see dollars added to programs. So that's always a big worry. But, you know, statewide here with the budget coming up, we want to make sure that there's dollars available for our priorities, and whether that's meat industry, trying to make sure that we continue that growth in the small to mid-size processing facilities, but then also water and making sure that there's enforcement protocols there to make sure that we have a clean, safe water supply here in the state.
Talking with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden, how important will it be with education with not only new lawmakers in Madison, but new lawmakers in Washington out for Wisconsin? You know, the incumbents all know us, know Wisconsin Farmers Union on the D.C. side, but there's always other folks you still kind of need to chat with.
Yeah, you know, and we're certainly continuing that conversation, and we'll be out there again in September this year. There's possibility of maybe doing a couple of other industry-specific visits throughout the spring time, you know, just trying to get ahead of that cycle when new ones come in, having those conversations, one specific on dairy, because we're still continuing to see that struggle with the dairy industry and dairy farmers going out of business, you know, at a rate of 2 to 3 a day. Yet we need to stem that some way to try to get it. And certainly with the Farm Bill process, you know, we still have that available time, so we have to have our voices heard.
And also, at least in the state and really federal, this poultry issue with what happened earlier this year with the Pure Prairie poultry.
Yeah, you know, and that's a consolidation issue that we've been fighting for so many years. And how do we make sure that there's a market that's safe for not only the farmers but also the consumers in the end? And when we let too much control of too much of the industry in too few hands, it always spells disaster. So how do we make sure that we're spreading that out and making sure there's a diversity of not only farmers but also processors and distributors too?
Darren Von Ruden, President of Wisconsin Farmers Union. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Expect a cool down from the weekend temperatures this week in our ag weather forecast. Snow chances will return Tuesday and Thursday across western Wisconsin. Cloudy throughout the day. Today, highs 35 to 40. Relative humidities at 77 to 82%. Southwest winds at 11 to 16. Gusting to 25 to 30. For tonight, cloudy, lows 21 to 26, relative humidities at 87 to 92%, west winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, 50% chance of snow, highs 25 to 30, relative humidities at 77 to 72%, west winds at 7 to 12. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Thursday, mostly cloudy, another chance of snow, highs 20 to 25. Friday, partly sunny, highs 15 to 20. And for Saturday, partly sunny, highs once again 15 to 20. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Snow and ice can be an issue for livestock that are out grazing for the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The key is what they're grazing on and how the precipitation falls as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Many producers like to winter livestock on crop residues and pasture, but snow and icy conditions can make it tough for animals to paw through for a bite. Ben Beckman is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says just how much difficulty they have depends on what the animals are grazing and how the precipitation falls.
From the grazing standpoint, you know, if we have maybe some stockpiled pasture, like a windrow grazing situation where we've got some really fluffy, light hay where there's a lot of air underneath that animals can kind of punch through, even if we have a substantial layer of snow or ice on top and get down into it, we can deal with quite a bit, actually. That's a lot different than if we're grazing corn residue. Even a quarter inch of ice or a little bit of snow really makes grazing in those situations difficult.
A heavy, wet snow is harder to dig through than dry fluff. If it drifts or sits around and compresses or forms a crust, they'll have issues with that as well. He says, in general, about 6 inches of snow or a quarter inch of ice is where you'll start to notice animals working much harder for a bite.
That's going to be probably a little bit different for smaller ruminants just because they don't have the weight and the oomph to break through as much. But that's a really rough general guideline that I have. Once we go beyond that point, chances are that they might still be going out and grazing and getting some benefit, but they're having to work a lot harder for it. And so the energy that they're expending at that point starts to make it a little bit more questionable, and we're probably going to have to be doing some supplementation.
Beckman says to keep an eye on animal body condition and supplement with feed that will provide energy and protein. Learn more about grazing under snow and ice at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. I looked out my coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, trouble, trouble. Welcome home. Pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble and never know the love you give. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the miseries since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3